This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we're talking with Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. Rachel Singer with us, Thomas Laird, and Lynn Caldwell, again with Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. So what all's happening with the parks right now this time of year?
Lots of great, exciting things. We got parks opening, we got parks being renovated, and we've got tons of programs, both special event programs as well as ongoing athletic programs kicking off the fall season. Lots going on.
Now, the latest to open is the new skate park, which opened, what, this past Friday?
Right, this past Friday, and a great turnout.
It was fabulous. We had an incredible turnout, kind of announced it, I think, on Wednesday before, so we weren't quite sure, but we had a huge crowd come out, just so many excited people. The mayor and Nate kind of did the ribbon cutting, and that was exciting. As soon as we got done with that, we opened it up, and the park was filled with skateboards and scooters and people on bikes. And we've been out there yesterday as well. This weekend was full. It's just really exciting to see and to watch. They take turns. You know, I think some people worried about that. Like, was it going to be too crowded? But everybody is just, I think they're just very, very appreciative of it and just super excited to have it. And it's been going really well.
I love all the ages
yes,
that were there.
Yes.
I mean, there were, I think I saw a two-year-old there. No joke.
Yes, like a two-year-old on a little
yeah,
scooter.
Oh, and adorable. But then all the way up, you yeah. know? I mean, I don't know what the top age was, but everybody was enjoying it equally.
Older people, children, kids, teenagers, just kind of everybody just being together and enjoying it.
It's a pretty big skate park, too.
It is. It's 12,000 square feet.
And then you have the pump track that mm-hmm. goes kind of around it.
Yes.
How many people can be out there at one time?
The way it's designed, the pump track is a continuous loop that goes throughout it. And then there's skate features right next to the pump track there. You know, it's hard to say, but with the pump track, you might have to wait in line, but you take turns just like you would at the diving board at the pool or anything else. It accommodates a lot of people. I would say a couple hundred skaters can easily participate without long delays.
And then that skate park's in Old Fort Park. So once you go into that main entrance, how do you get to it?
Go past the park and past Adams Tennis Complex, and then you'll turn right, and then it's your next right.
So if people remember where the old Pavilion 1 and 2 were, we demolished those a few years back. It's in that area. So it's got its own parking lot, kind of its own space back there.
And the skate park's one of those things that people have been asking about, you know, hey, we need a skate park for quite some time, I guess.
20 years.
20 yep, years at yep. least, really. Wow. That's a long time.
I never forget. They had some patience.
I started at a Barfield.
50 years old now. Right? But
I started
they were out
at
there.
Barfield Park when it opened. My first 2 years I was there throughout the baseball season stuff. And I never forget having a conversation with someone about how upset they were that they didn't build Barfield with a skate park.
The same issue, I guess, with the mountain bike course. You had a lot of people asking about that
Absolutely.
For a long time. Then
and now
that
we have
happened.
One as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's it. Barfield Park.
Right.
But going back to the skate park, this all happened pretty quickly as far as the design and then the construction of it.
Yeah, the construction started in February, and then we opened on Friday. So that went pretty quickly. I think there was a process of getting it approved and designed,
you know,
and all that.
Leadership did a really good job of getting with the local community and finding out exactly what they wanted in terms of skate park, the features. I think a lot of the elements mimic things that are around town that they've been skating for years illegally or you know, without owner's consent, maybe you say. But a lot of the design of the skate park was built around what skaters have been skating for years here in Murfreesboro.
I read they call it a cityscape.
Right. Okay. Cityscape or streetscape.
Yeah.
It mimics natural features that you would find in cities and parks. And that is where, due to the lack of places to skate, that's where the skateboard community has evolved to, is grinding. City Hall, the parking garage,
that's where
the handrail there.
City Hall.
Right? They like to grind at the fountain, but that upsets Mr. Murray.
I could imagine it damages it fairly quickly. So do you foresee having competitions of any kind out there at the skate park in the future?
I don't know that it's built for that type of an event. We may have local competitions, but we're not looking to bring other skaters in to use our park. Plus, when you do competitions like that, you're closing down the skate park for the rest of the community to use. So I don't see that being...
We really want to leave it open for the community. You know, for a good year, let it get under our belt and have the public come out and enjoy it.
Now, is there seating out there for people to just sit and watch their kids if
on
they
the
want
grass.
To? On the grass.
On the grass.
Very beautiful.
Yeah. Bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair.
Lots of shade trees in the vicinity. So
yeah, people brought a lot of chairs. And I went out yesterday and there was, you know, families out there with chairs and just sitting and watching their kids and stuff.
It seems like from the pictures I saw and everything, looked like a lot of people showed up that very first day.
They did, yeah.
But it was cool that all ages were out there.
Yeah,
some skating, some not skating.
Right.
And then the pump track, of course, kind of around it and everything. So there is another added thing to do here in Murfreesboro.
Right.
What is coming up next? Because I know there are plans underway for a new park on Veterans Parkway close to Highway 96.
Right. That's in development. So we're excited. We'll be bringing more news about that as we get further along. But it's exciting to finally, you know, be working on a park over in that direction. It's going to have a lot of great amenities. We're also working on, you know, within our parks right now, kind of updating them and renovating them. So back to Old Fort, the tennis courts, the outdoor tennis courts are being renovated. So construction has started there. You're going to see lots of transformations, so both in new parks and our old parks.
Are there going to be new pickleball courts at Old Fort Park in addition to tennis courts being renovated?
Yes. We will come back after the renovation's complete, and we'll have 6 pickleball courts, and then we'll have 6 championship or tournament quality tennis courts.
I don't know. Are there pickleball courts already out there at Old Fort Park?
There are no pickleball courts at Old Fort.
There will be in the near future.
Right. We have 6 courts there. We currently have 6 courts at Patterson Park Community Center. And then we've got 3 courts at the McFadden Community Center. All these are outdoor courts. So we're expanding our inventory. It was certainly something that designers are taking in consideration for the Veterans Park. You know, I think that's something we have to consider in every park we build now.
Is pickleball catching on that big?
It is. And, you know, you mentioned the ages for the skate park. Pickleball is really a diverse group of people, whereas we have seniors during the day. But our biggest demand for pickleball now is high school and college age people that are just looking for anywhere to play.
And do you foresee professional pickleballing going on in the near future here?
Way beyond that, Scott. National pickleball, that's huge. You can watch it on ESPN and different stations. Here in Murfreesboro, we have several competitions, tournaments every so often. And we have a big pickleball, both competitive community as well as a recreation community.
It's wild how fast pickleball picked up. Seems like not too long ago, you were just starting to talk about it for the first time.
We talked about it, but in the 90s, we had it was introduced to us.
I never heard of
college.
It in the 90s. So.
it was introduced to us in college.
It seems like over the past couple of years, it just really picked
really
up.
It's something that people really wanted to play.
Also, you have updates to Murphy Spring, the wetland area. What all is happening out there?
So we're working hard. Our natural resource team has been an integral part of this kind of transformation. And the first thing that we have done and completed is, if you're familiar with Murphy Spring, it's the lily pad pond is what we call it. And it has large concrete stepping stones. This was done in the 90s when this project originated. And so it hasn't had any work, the stepping stones itself. But it had in the concrete, it had etched in there the aquatic food chain. And over the years, it had just gotten really dull and it was hard to make out. So we contracted with a Nashville concrete artist who did a fantastic job. She came in and she ground all those stepping stones down, had a clean palette, and then went back with the same design and actually stained those images into the concrete. So it's real vibrant color in there, and you're actually able to see, you know, the aquatic food chain again. So really fun. But the next phase of that is that pond there needs some work and some water movement and stuff. So that's going to be the next phase, is getting that waterfall up and moving. And then our natural resource team is going to come in, and they actually grow out native plants. And so they're going to be putting those native plants in the ground this fall. So it's taken a lot of patience, but it's going to be a fantastic product at the end.
It looks really neat. We went out the other day, and just to see the stained painting and everything, it's pretty incredible.
Is that entire wetland fed by just one spring, or is there a creek going into there as well?
So there's 2 springs there. There's Murphy Spring and Sand Spring, and that makes up the start of Town Creek, which that project is coming along to, the daylighting of Town Creek. the two end pieces are going to be Murphy Spring and then Cannonsburg, and then we're going to have this great linear park in the middle when they daylight Town Creek.
You're not going to recognize downtown Murfreesboro anymore.
You're really not. It's exciting.
So have they started actually digging up or daylighting Town Creek already?
Not yet. They're purchasing the properties along there to get access on that, but it's one of those behind the scenes, a lot of work is being put into it, and then when you start seeing shovels in the ground, that project will go pretty quick.
And from what I understand, the culverts that are underground, they're pretty massive, like 6 feet diameter.
They're very big. Massive, yes.
Does that much water flow through Town Creek right now underground?
It does, yeah. You know, those two springs, I don't know the gallon per day ratio, but a lot of water comes up through there and goes Town Creek into Lytle Creek into Stones River.
Is it pretty cold? I mean, you think of spring water being pretty cold water.
It is pretty cold right where it comes out of the spring, and then it warms up quickly because it's shallow.
Folks will be able to walk along Town Creek all the way to Cannonsburg, I guess, between Murphy Spring and then Cannonsburg.
Right. It's going to be really pretty. Great amenity for the downtown.
What types of things is the Parks Department planning to actually kind of implement along Town Creek?
Yeah, we're still talking about that, what the programming aspect of it is going to look like. You know, from the design, it's just a lot of green space, a lot of benches, a lot of passive space that people are able to take a break from downtown, head across Broad Street, enjoy a little bit of a green space and a little bit of nature right there in the middle of the city. That's the other great thing about Murphy Spring. If you haven't been, I mean, it's just an oasis for nature right in the middle of our city. So otters, beavers, tons of bird life, turtles, geese, all the baby geese right now. So photographers love that area. Kids love it. Families love it. And it's just amazing that that's right in the middle of Murfreesboro.
We had someone share, and I don't know if you saw it, but this was in the middle of the day last week that they were just out strolling. And then there was a whole family of otters in the middle out there. And so they were like, we've always heard about this, but we've never seen it. And so they videoed it and then they tagged us in it. We played that, but it was pretty cool. It was like 5 or 6 of them just swimming around. It was neat.
Yeah. And that's something you don't see every day, and then to see it right in the middle of downtown.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and I'm guessing once Town Creek, that whole project is finished, you're going to have a lot more people going to the wetland area because, you know, it's kind of hidden right now.
Right. A lot of people find the wetland by going to the Discovery Center. Yeah, it'll bring a lot more traffic in there. And like I said, the two bookends of that linear park are being Cannonsburg and the Discovery Center. It's going to be a great space.
So what else can we expect to see in the near future? What else is happening?
Well, we have lots of events. We're kind of wrapping up summer and it's been a busy one. We'll be transitioning into fall, which is crazy to think about, but you know, kids are starting to go back to school. So schedules are going to change once again. So as we wrap up our summer programming, some of the things we've got planned for that transition part of it is the Wilderness Station is doing a end of summer bash. This is the first year they're doing that. So we really encourage people to come out. It's very affordable. You're going to check in at the Wilderness Station, do a short hike back to the campground, and then the staff there will have a plethora of activities, everything from archery tag, gaga ball. They'll have a campfire, low campfire, since it'll still be hot.
And I think teaching you how to build
shelters.
To build shelters and just different activities.
We'll have our animals back there.
Yeah, all the animals.
But they do a fantastic job with all thing programming. So it'll be great for kids, but also for families and adults to come out.
Now, do they still do camping out there on occasion?
We do. So that campground is, it's really a gem that Murfreesboro has. And you can reserve a campsite by calling the Wilderness Station. And we have our outdoor recreation coordinator. You can talk to him and kind of figure out what you have to do to camp back there.
Now, what is the PPCC 45th anniversary in August?
That's Patterson Parks Community Center.
Okay.
They are, that part of that is turning 45. And so we've got a big celebration planned for that day. So, if you've ever used that facility, we're having a big video made that we're going to show that just kind of shows the history of it and so forth. A brief presentation from some people, kind of the stories of people that have been going there for years and years. And then lots of different activities and going on, food trucks, just all that. So it'll be fun.
And then in addition to that, the Hummingbird Festival, that's coming up August 31st. Now, you guys have been doing that for quite a few years now.
We have. It's really popular. We get lots of people coming out for that. So we have our master hummingbird bander that's with us every year, and she'll be back this year. So that's an ongoing study because she's been doing it so many years. So she has her data sheets there as to see if the return hummingbirds are coming back. But all the ones that we capture humanely get a little bracelet, and we release them right there. The whole process takes less than 5 minutes. But it's really neat because she engages the public. She's able to show these little birds up close, and then after she bands and takes all of her measurements, she actually lets, you know, somebody from the public release them.
So has she told you how far away some of these hummingbirds actually travel?
Yes. So these hummingbirds are not tracked. That's the most common question. So it's just a band. The only way that we can find that hummingbird again is if somebody captures it, whether that's, you know, if it goes to Mexico and they get captured there.
That's a long ways away.
That is a long ways. Or when they come back the next year, then we can take those measurements again. But so we don't know exactly, you know, like their route, how long it takes them, where they land specifically. But yep, they're going down to Central America.
I have no idea how far away hummingbirds typically travel. I mean, is there a destination a lot of them go to?
There, a lot of them is just throughout Central America, and they, you know, they kind of have their route planned out, and it's where they can find resources.
Yeah.
So
interesting. And again, you guys have been doing that quite some time now, and that's one of those popular events at Barfield Park.
It is.
And then what else is happening? Because I know you have, of course, a pool party, then an art festival. What's next?
Yes, all of that. So Labor Day, like we talked about, kind of that transitioning from summer into fall. So we've got the Labor Day pool party before we close the pool down.
That's the last day for the pool for human adults. And then right after that, the following month, we'll open it up for the puppy plunge in September. So
that is all coming up. And then the Greenway Art Festival, that's, again, another one of those events that's been going on for quite some time now.
It has. Mm-hmm. It has. So that's held at Old Fort Park. And we will have, you know, some upwards to 75 artists come and display and sell their works. It is a juried show, and we always have great entertainment there as well. So it's a really fun day.
So with 75 artists, how far along the Greenway does that actually take you?
So it'll start around Kids Castle, and then it arcs kind of behind the old tennis courts right now. In years past, we've actually had it go over the bridge, but we've contained it to this side of the bridge.
The big metal bridge, is that what I'm thinking?
Or it's like a smaller metal bridge.
The little bridge.
Right, no, right.
Behind Kids Castle. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is coming up again, September 21st. Now, what happens if it rains on that day?
Rain on that day, Scott.
That's right.
Well, no, I was going to say, it did last year, though.
No, it doesn't rain on that day.
It's rain or shine.
I believe we've only canceled it twice in all the years that we've had it. And that's just when it's been, you know, absolutely washout conditions.
Rain or shine.
So, and we had that last year. That was one of my first events, mm-hmm. and it did rain. It did drizzle, so I was a little disappointed. But we still had. People come out mm-hmm. for that. Like it's, and again, like she said, it's a juried show. So that means, you know, it's really authentic arts and crafts and just some really incredible stuff. I know I did a ton of shopping, Christmas shopping, and got some really good gifts and things like that there. But we also, like she said, have the entertainment. A lot of times perform Murfreesboro's out there doing different little vignettes of their mm-hmm. shows and things like that. So it's a good chance to experience all that as well.
And at the Greenway Art Festival, from what time to what time does that take place?
It's 10 to 4. And if you're an artist that is still interested in showing there, those applications are still open on our website.
And again, that's September 21st, and it's usually a big event. A lot of folks go to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a big event.
Yep, come and go. We'll have food trucks, so you don't need to leave to have lunch, and you can just make the day of it.
Sounds good. And then what else is happening?
Well, that event is always bookended with our closed city tennis tournament. And while it is the closed city tennis tournament, everyone within the city is welcome to come participate.
But it's closed.
It reflects the history of the tournament itself. And I guess when it first started, they had to require it to be a closed tournament. And so we tried to rebrand it a few years ago, and the tennis community, they really wanted to keep the name the same. So
interesting.
It's got a 77th year of that tournament.
That's a lot of history with it.
Right.
I didn't know it's been going on for that long. Right.
And with the, of course, at Adams Tennis, we have tennis programs. And if you're remotely interested or want to get involved with the tennis community, check that out, because they always have stuff going on. Like I said, this is the city closed tennis tournament. And it's a great opportunity for Murfreesboro citizens to be able to get in and compete on a local level without, it's not a USTA sanctioned tournament. It's a local event for our local residents.
And how do you sign up for that to be a part of it?
The best way is to go to our website, MurfreesboroParks.com, and just Adams Tennis Complex. They have the closed city tennis tournament, but they also have information on daily clinics and lessons and leagues, a variety of things like that.
And it's all ages. There'll be awards for everybody. It's a fun event to come out.
So can you take tennis lessons through the city of Murfreesboro?
Yes, sir. You can. We're in the process, actually, of hiring our tennis pro for the tennis center. Our last pro retired, and so we've taken our time to get the right person in there, and they're working on getting the new pro. But we've always had contract pros or local pros that can help give lessons and things like that. So it's a full service tennis facility. But also, Scott, I wanted to mention in fall sports, I know you're a football fan, you may want to come back and coach for us. We've got flag football starting, and we're taking registration for that now. And then, of course, the Miracle Field. Now, we are full for the fall season as far as players, but we always want to invite people to come out and watch the games. I think they get their uniforms on August the 10th, and the season will start the following weekend, the last part of August. And then September is always a great time to come watch the Miracle Field.
And what different age groups are we talking here?
They're all ages.
All ages.
So, we have, usually last spring, we had 4 youth teams and 8 adult teams. So the adults have a big league, and the youth have a pretty good size league as well. So,
you know, it seems like every sport in Murfreesboro, you always have lots of participation no matter what it is.
Right. It's whatever mainstream sports, I would say. You know, we had a hard time getting, cricket was not one that it comes and goes. You know, it's really a, seems like a more of a transient sport. So someone who's here for a few years, a lot of them associated with the university and are here for a few years.
Are there any sports that y'all started and it was just a total flop? You know, I don't know if it was, you know, polo. What
We have such a great staff. Like girls volleyball, the very first season we did that, we had 8 players. So we had to call around and find teams for them to play. But now there were over, right at 250 players in that program. So it's just that we have some programs where we have very low participation, and some of those we do not continue on, but the majority of them, our staff, is just, they keep at it.
Are all the teams playing other teams within the city, or do you have other city teams?
For our volleyball program, yes, they're all in one program, same as with our other sports. But like I said, the very first year we tried to offer girls volleyball, we only had 8 girls sign up, so we just had to find them somebody to
play. Other states for that one.
Right.
And again, all the information about everything happening within the parks, it can be found online. And what's the parks website again?
MurfreesboroParks.com.
It's easy enough
find
to remember.
Find everything there. Yes.
Kind of makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. And follow us on social media.
You're tuned to WGNS, and we appreciate you tuning in on this Tuesday morning, today the 23rd of July. Our guest during that first half of the program from Murfreesboro Parks and Rec, we had Rachel Singer with us, Thomas Laird, and Lynn Caldwell, again with Murfreesboro Parks and Rec.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. If you find yourself feeling stressed, come enjoy the benefits of fish in our Tranquil Aquatics Department. Studies have proven that watching aquarium fish can reduce stress and lower blood pressure. We are proud and thankful to be celebrating our 33rd year in the Murfreesboro community. That's Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro. Please check out our Facebook page.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant. So many people buy so many different things. You know, I go out to eat and I like eating steak, where my wife will end up getting her salmon. Her salmon is cut fresh, so she loves her salmon. It's one of those places that you can go, you can get pastas or chicken. You know, the kids love it. Get what you want at Demas's Restaurant and not be limited just to one or two items. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.